So you get people are panic filling up gas cans, everything else. I've seen them filling up all kind of stuff, which is dangerous too. You know, I got a lot of gas, honey. Yeah. What's that? What's that? It's flash outside. Oh my God, the truck's on fire. Yeah, I had to fill up a couple Red Bull cans, some empty Red Bull can, Monster Energy cans too. I guess they spilled. People are out of their fucking minds. You thought toilet paper was bad. But this is what the creators, the architects of the Banana Republic want. Actually, I think it's more, as I said yesterday, pain in the morning. I think it's more nefarious than that. As I was reading it, I just blurted that out, and I got some emails from people.
Yeah, what do you mean? I mean, you just say these things, and then you don't follow up.
It's because I'm reading this fresh. You're getting this fresh. There's no prep here. That's the beauty of it. I think fast on my feet. And so then we'll circle back, and we'll address these things, but I don't read these stories until I read them to you.
Well, you should. You know, you're not doing prep.
I don't need to. I don't fucking need to do it. The people writing scripts and they're writing long dissertations on it, I turn on the mic and I go. You know why? Because I've done a lot of different things and I can do that. I can turn on the mic and go. I don't need to fucking pepper things up and rewrite things and edit things and see what's going to play, etc. You know what I mean? I don't need that. I go. We turn this sucker on and it's gas pedal to the floor, no pun intended. So you got shortages through the Carolinas all over the place. And of course, there'll be no shortage of pictures of jackasses hoarding gas, just the way it happens. And if these folks don't get this pipeline turned back on, of course, this is just the beginning of the insanity. I said yesterday, considering how 2020 went and how 2021 has launched, you actually think that these guys are going to, Colonial Pipeline is actually going to get everything turned around in a couple days? Yeah. 15 days to flatten the curve. Thanks to the FBI, right? Thanks to the FBI for being on top of the ransomware. Alleged ransomware. You don't know what really happens here. Because again, you're getting the story. You're getting the reports from fucking career liars like in the FBI, the Justice Department, the White House. You don't really know what happened. I mean, let's face it. And you don't know if it's been concocted and purposely launched with the fingerprints of this country on it as well. Why would they do that? I don't know. Ask them why their fingerprints are all over COVID-19 in Wuhan, China. Why the U.S. fingerprints are all over that. So if they're willing to shut the whole country down and ruin everybody's lives and kill people like they have, what the hell's a big deal with a pipeline manipulation? I mean, this is who you're dealing with. That's why you can't believe a fucking word they say. You can't believe a word they say. Oh, the devil went down to Georgia. You're not kidding. He couldn't find any gas, though, and he went back home. He had to get back to the gates. He's got dinner. Devil went down to Georgia, but the second part of it is that he had to leave Georgia because he has dinner with John McCain. And John McCain's got a big spread by the leg of fire down there. Okay, so we could talk about all these people tweeting,
there's no fucking gas. This is bullshit. This is crazy. I've been in my car 6 hours, man. I'm even playing Tetris again. This is crap.
Let's talk about my take on some of this stuff. Now, you have to think outside the box on this, and you have to understand that different people who have done different things in their life have varying perspectives and keep an open mind. And we'll break this down in a way that I think is beneficial to you to understand a possibility of what's happening based on intel tools and manipulations that I've come across in my career from some of the best bullshitters, scam artists, thieves, killers, etc. You want to talk about Russian hacking? Okay, we'll talk about some Russians. Some of the best at the leverage game, the blackmail game. Using energy and energy manipulation, including pipelines and gasoline and petrol, as they say. Using energy as a tool of foreign policy of authoritarian states. A favorite tool of dystopian rulers and tyrants. Let's turn energy. Let's use energy in a defensive. Let's use gasoline. Let's use pipelines. Let's use distribution. Let's turn it against the people. And it could be happening for many reasons, and we'll discuss that in a moment. Now, the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. I will upload a white paper on this. Okay. It's from the EU, the European Parliament, who tackled this issue. And we dug it up because I remember, I said, man, these guys, I remember these dudes so many different times through the years. Shutting down pipelines and screwing things up to prove points and... And you don't know what's going on behind the scenes, okay? We'll talk about it in a minute. That part. Let's talk about using energy as a tool of leverage, blackmail, etc., extortion. Russia and other energy-rich authoritarian states use their energy exports for economic gains, but also for as a tool of foreign policy leverage. There's a study here that looks at the ways and methods these authoritarian states and dictators have used to exert political pressure through their energy supplies and what it means for the European Union and beyond. Most energy-rich authoritarian states use their energy wealth to ensure regime survival, but more than others, Russia uses its wealth as well to protect and promote its interests in its near abroad and to make its geopolitical influence felt further afield, including in Europe, United States, and beyond. It uses gas supplies to punish and to reward, affecting both transit states and end consumers. It uses fuel supplies in a similar manner. The study explores how supply disruptions, price discounts or hikes, pipeline issues, and alternative transit routes are used by Russia and other authoritarian states to further their foreign policy ambitions, feeding suspicions about geopolitical motives. You understand what's going on here? This is a playbook. These guys manipulate. They use offensive and defensive strategies and use of energy. It includes a pricing policy, supply disruptions, ding, 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 supply disruptions, asset control, contractual restrictions, alternative supply routes, ding, 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 ding. Now, let's talk about real quick. We're going off script here, but I want to stress this. Let's talk about the pipelines in the United States. Let's talk about refined pipelines in the United States, gasoline, etc. Not crude oil. I talked about crude last night, and I pulled back because I realized that while I was talking about crude, I was talking about apples and oranges. So before I really made a jerk out of myself, I put the brakes on it. But sometimes those are the pitfalls when you are talking fresh and you're looking at this fresh. There's one pipeline. There's one refined pipeline. That's it. That runs through all those states. It's Colonial. That's it. And now we talk about, there's all tons of pipelines that run, refined pipelines, gasoline pipelines that run all over the country, but there's only one that goes through that route. So it's very interesting, say the least. When we talk about what Moscow's done historically and other places to withhold energy, to withhold gas, to withhold natural gas and use it as a weapon to further political ideology, etc. It's very interesting. And there we can make some comparisons. While what we touched on so far deals with authoritarian states using energy assets as strategic goods, whether a country is a democracy or not. what do they get out of it? And who do they target? Okay, they target other countries. Again, whether they're democratic or not, or authoritarian, okay? In the United States, how does that translate? Well, in the United States, you could say that states would be different, could be treated in similar fashion as different countries, so to speak. I mean, when you look at the European Union and stuff, I mean, look at the United States. But why would they target different states? Well, there's a number of different reasons, but let's tackle this, get more into this for a minute. Now pay attention. This gets interesting. Energy resources wielded by authoritarian states can act as a shield or a sword. A dependency relationship exists between energy supplier and its consumers. When the energy supplier is a monopolist in a market, this dependency translates into political leverage. Political leverage can be used either to prevent outside interference and ensure regime survival, or as a tool for an assertive foreign policy. By doing so, the normally I would stop and then fix it and then cut it out in post-production. We have a lot of stuff to cover, and I'm not infallible, so let me start over. By doing so, the authoritarian state can use energy supplies as a means to condition neighboring countries or states to behave in a certain way or to punish them when they do not. I think outside the box here, because we're way outside the fucking box. But this is where we exist. This is where these folks that are coming up with these schemes exist. They're not inside the same box. They stuff you in. Most energy-rich authoritarian states use their energy resources as a defensive tool of foreign policy. Purpose is to ensure a continuation of the regime, to consolidate power at home, and prevent outside interference. They can do so directly by developing economic relations with important global actors, usually in the form of pipelines or supply contracts with major international powers. They can also do this indirectly by using proceeds of energy sales to build an internal security apparatus, develop military forces, procure state-of-the-art military equipment, or provide subsidies and other economic benefits to stave off domestic dissent. Did you read that? Provide subsidies to stave and other economic benefits to stave off domestic dissent. Now, when they're talking about authoritarian countries, they're talking about many dictatorships. They're talking about communists. You don't think this crew in the White House are communists? And what are they doing? They are providing subsidies and other economic benefits to stave off domestic dissent. The defensive use of energy resources is not necessarily benign, as it can shield the country from outside pressure, allowing it to pursue an assertive and possibly destabilizing foreign policy, or continue with repressive policies at home. Is this thing on? By purchasing energy supplies from these countries, the European Union contributes to the continuation of such authoritarian regimes. Now, folks, we are in the realm of communism here. So it's not a stretch to understand that what is going on here. And perhaps our friends in the government who set up schemes all over the place, left, right, upside down, and sideways, are taking a chapter here from the Russian playbook. But it's really not a Russian playbook. It's a communist playbook. Russia uses its energy wealth for three reasons: to gain economic benefits, to maintain, increase, and exert its political influence in its perceived sphere of influence, the so-called near abroad or the post-Soviet space, and should the need arise, to exert political pressure on end consumers. That's you. That's fucking you. Look what they're doing. That's end consumers. You with the gasoline. Defensively, the energy links it has forged with consumers and transit states make it difficult for the international community to exert more pressure on Moscow, blah, blah, blah. So we'll put the rest of that on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. But let's take a look. Look, there's so many examples all around the world where they've done this, exerted political pressure. Like where, Payne? You think you know everything? Why don't you give us some examples? Okay, I fucking will. And then I'm going to make some comparisons that might knock your ass down in the United States. Go back to 1993. All these countries, Russia wanted to exert political influence on these countries, and they used gasoline and gas to do that, and oil, etc. 1993 in Ukraine, they wanted a 25-cent cut in gas supply. Geopolitical rationale, pressure to send nuclear weapons back to Russia. January 2003, Latvia, they cut off the oil supply. The Ventspils export terminal, an effort to gain control of Ventspils NAFTA, assert control over oil export routes. February 2004 in Belarus. 2005, Belarus. 2006, Ukraine. 2006, Lithuania. 2006, Moldova, Armenia, Ukraine, Czech Republic, Ukraine, Belarus, Armenia, Poland, Slovakia, Germany. Goes on and on and on. November 2015, Ukraine. February 2016, Venezuela. 2016 to 2017, Belarus. 2017, Venezuela. Early 2017, Turkmenistan. 2020, Ukraine. These are schemes. They're using energy. They're using cutting off pipeline, cutting off transports, tampering to use as leverage. So let's take a look at this current United States situation with this pipeline. And keep in mind, this supposed hacking, you know, We sat through this for 4 years. Oh, the Russians hacked this. The Russians hacked that. The Russians hacked this. Turns out they didn't hack anything. It was all bullshit. And brought to you by the Department of Justice, the FBI, and their contractors. Let's not forget that. Who said, yeah, yeah, we certified there was a hack. Oh, was there? Was it by you? Was it by the contractors? That would be... They never tell you that, right? Well, you know, we commissioned the hack so we could fuck with people. Now, why would they want to fuck with people in America? Well, let's look with this Colonial Pipeline. Starts in Texas. It cuts through Louisiana. It goes through Mississippi. It goes through Alabama. It goes through Georgia. It goes through South Carolina. It goes through North Carolina. And goes up to Virginia. Okay? Those are the primary states. Around those states, obviously, is Arkansas, Tennessee, Florida. All right? They get their gasoline from this thing. So let's look at those states. Let's look at those states. And you wondered why these states were targeted, why this pipeline was targeted. It's the only pipeline that cuts through these states. Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, all voted for Trump. They're all red states. As we listen to a little Elvis Presley, born in Mississippi, longtime resident of Tennessee. What are the states around that are affected? Tennessee, Florida, all voted for Trump. Georgia, say, not so fast, Payne. Georgia went blue. Yeah, by 2/10 of a fucking percentage point. That's split, right? That's split down the middle. And let's face it, Georgia should have gone red. Anyhow, doesn't matter. The majority of states that this pipeline cuts through in the majority of states that it affects are red states, are Republican states. So when we talk about authoritarian states, the comparisons that the EU white paper was making about Russia and Moscow, how they target other neighboring countries, etc., and they use fuel, they use these things on the end consumer. That's you. That's me. We're end consumers, right? As leverage for a number of different things. You could make the argument that that's exactly what's happening. Because a similar pipeline, okay, runs from Texas to New Mexico to Arizona through California. Well, those are all red states. I'm sorry. They're not. They're blue states. So why wouldn't you target California if you're looking to make an impact on gasoline? The same refined pipeline, same type of pipeline that we're talking about that fuels the East Coast, fuels the West Coast. But it goes through all blue states. So if you consider a state like you would a territory in the EU, and you consider the authoritarian state to be D.C. and the fucking White House, etc. The only exception in there is Virginia, which is a blue state. They won 54% of the vote versus 44% of the vote for Trump in 2020. But let's face it, that's only because of Northern Virginia and all the government employees. If you look at a county-by-county map of Virginia, A lot of red counties. So is it just happenstance that this fucking pipeline is messing with, screwing with the end consumer, you, in states and in Virginia's case and in counties who voted for Trump? Small camera issue there. I don't know what happened. Anyway. You can make a lot of parallels here, what we just spoke about. targeting, and apply that to energy-rich authoritarian states and how they use their energy exports for economic gains, but also as a tool for policy leverage. Oh, you don't think you've been leveraged with COVID? You don't think these guys are capable of this? You don't think there's some money involved in this? Watching you guys squirm out there? Don't you think it's it affects what, 17 states and 13 of them voted for Trump? Are perpetually red states? Let's blame it on the Russians, though, right? Why not? You took it out of their playbook. You took supply disruptions, tampering with pipelines, etc., right out of the Russian playbook. Why not blame them? There's much more for the U.S. to gain here than is for the Russians to disrupt pipelines in the United States. We give the Russians far too much credit. The real criminals are in D.C. They make the Russians look like a fucking birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese's. Okay. It's a different way of looking at things. We move on in the news. I need a drink. Normally we play short people for Fauci, but American Woman works too. Maybe we'll change it up. Why would American Woman work? Oh, I don't know. Headline, completely incorrect. In quotes, Fauci denies funding gain of function research at Wuhan lab in a tense exchange with Rand Paul. This guy should be having a tense exchange with a federal prosecutor, not Rand Paul. Dr. Anthony Fauci adamantly denied that the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases funded risky gain-of-function experiments on bat-based coronaviruses at the Wuhan Institute of Virology prior to the pandemic during a Senate hearing Tuesday. Well, finally, someone's taking this midget to task, even if it's just for a show. We'll take it. Something we can build on. It's chaos in here tonight. Fauci's denial came in response to questions from Senator Rand Paul during a hearing before the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. Why is it taking you people in the Senate and in Congress 14 months to grill this fucking ferret? Now everyone's going to cheer, right? Ooh, they're finally questioning Fauci. The damage is done. The damage is done. What the fuck? We were questioning this guy 2 weeks into this. 2 weeks. Now 14 months later, ooh, let's get in his face. It's done. The damage is done. Who fucking cares? Anyway, let's proceed. Try not to be so sour. Rand Paul said gain of function research, as you know, is juicing up naturally occurring animal viruses to infect humans. To arrive at the truth, the U.S. government should admit that the Wuhan Virology Institute was experimenting to enhance the coronavirus's ability to infect humans, Paul said. For years, Ralph Barrick, a virologist in the U.S., has been collaborating with Shai Zengli of the Wuhan Virology Institute sharing his discoveries how to create superviruses. This gain-of-function research has been funded by the National Institute of Health. Doctors Barrick and Shi worked together to insert bat virus spike proteins into the backbone of the deadly SARS virus and then use this man-made supervirus to infect human airway cells, Paul continued. Dr. Fauci, do you support the NIH funding of the lab in Wuhan? Well, it wasn't the NIH. It was specifically Fauci, Fauci's division, who he's in charge with. Fauci said in response that Paul was entirely and completely incorrect. Oh, here we go. Fauci's going to fucking... he's going to split an atom here. He's going to wow us with his ability to weasel out of this thing, because that's what rats do. The NIH has never and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology, Fauci said. Dr. Barrick does not do gain-of-function research, and if it is, it is in according to the guidelines is being conducted in North Carolina, not in China. Oh, yeah. Okay. Sure. Just like, of course, there's no mention of our friend in Cambridge, Mass. The department head, the chief of the chemistry department, the chief of the biology department, Lieber, Dr. Charles Lieber, at Harvard, who's been indicted and silenced, going back and forth from Harvard to fucking China, as was his so-called research assistants. Back and forth. What the fuck was he doing in Wuhan, China? Fauci? Taking pictures? It's been previously reported that Fauci's division, specifically led by Fauci, the NIAID, funded the nonprofit group EcoHealth Alliance to study bat-based coronaviruses in China that included the transfer of $600,000 to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. $600,000, my ass. That was the first fucking payment. And the first payment was $666,000 and some change, to be specific. Where's this article from? Get your fucking facts right, folks. It's probably from Fox. Looks like a Fox article. Fauci stroked checks for millions to these people. Experts say the grant describes scientists conducting gain-of-function research, but a federal oversight board that exists to evaluate such grants was never notified of the existence because Fauci's NIAID did not flag the research for review under the Health and Human Services Potential Pandemic Pathogens Control and Oversight Framework. That's okay. It's just a violation of federal fucking law. No problem. After careful review of the grant, NIAID determined research in the grant was not gain-of-function research because it did not involve the enhancement of the pathogenicity or transmissibility of the viruses studied, an NIH spokesman said. Rutgers University Professor of Chemical Biology Richard Ebright told the media that the NIH's ability to sidestep the Federal Gain-of-Function Review Board is a systemic problem. Yeah, Ebright knows that Fauci is a little fucking worm who uses cutouts to do their illegal research time and time again. This is the tip of the iceberg for Fauci, believe me. He's got his fucking hand on $5 to $6 billion in grants every year he dishes out. Fauci insisted Tuesday that the EcoHealth Alliance grant did not include gain-of-function research. Okay, we'll believe you, Fauci. The guy who changes his mind every day and then walks back and denies what he said the day before. This is how stupid he thinks we are. He thinks he's talking to like a... he's like the vice principal talking to some student, right? Look at this. If you look at the grant and you look at the progress reports, it's not gain of function. despite the fact that people tweet that. They write about it. Oh, okay, so your fucking grant description and your progress reports couldn't be doctored if you were doing something illegal. Oh, okay. Because, you know, you lie out of both sides of your mouth. So, but when you sit down to write a fucking progress report, you tell the truth. Fauci added that it would have been irresponsible for his agency to not... Oh, this guy's suddenly worried about what's responsible now. 50 fucking years of ripping people up. 50 years of being a criminal. Ask Dr. Judy Mikovits. We just had her on, Pain After Dark. Pony up. Sign up to patreon.com/truepundit. Subscribestar.com/truepundit. She'll tell you what a fucking honest guy this midget is. It would have been irresponsible of us if we did not investigate the bat viruses and the serology to see who might have been infected in China, Fauci said. Now he's going for the fucking Nobel Peace Prize. The guy who is, he's worried about being irresponsible. The guy who is responsible for just spreading one rumor after another rumor about a virus that may or may not exist. In the current form that they describe it as. A pandemic, the fucking ringleader, the carnival barker of a quote-unquote pandemic that has a 99.9, 99.8 recovery rate, hardly a pandemic. The guy who lies through his teeth, not just for the last year, but for decades. We're going to listen to him. And again, Rand Paul did not go far enough. If you're going to call this guy on the fucking floor, go for the fucking throat. Go for the knockout punch. There's plenty of stuff. You know what's amazing? Not one government idiot in D.C., including the fool who just left the White House, they never brought Dr. Mikovits in. They never brought the folks she worked with to be debriefed on Fauci, on Redfield, on Burks. Didn't even fucking care. Trump didn't even care. That's irresponsible. Never brought in other people who've had massive problems with Fauci, respected scientists, respected doctors. Didn't give a shit. They didn't care. And Rand Paul can mix it up with him. It's just part of the show. Just part of the show. And Fauci's just going to sit there and make up shit and lie. And that's what he did. $600,000. Give me a break. He's been funding these people in Wuhan since after 2011, 2012. I mean, it's millions of dollars. Why is this guy not in prison for a number of different things? Stealing research, fabricating research. It's all documented. There's books about this criminal. Yet that seems to escape the fact that folks in Congress sit there and ask him quote-unquote tough questions, you know. Or they're pitched, they're spun as tough questions in the media. Ooh, Rand Paul really stood up. No, he didn't. Rand Paul, if he wanted to go for this midget's fucking throat and choke him out, he would bring in experts like Mikovits. He would do his homework. He has a staff. Put down the cocktail, put down the martini fucking glasses, Rand Paul's staff, and do some homework. Travel around the country. Talk to people. No, they don't do that anymore. They don't give a shit. You know why? They don't go against the narrative. They'll mix it up with Fauci a little bit for the cameras, but they don't go for the throat because they're not allowed to, because it's all controlled. It's part of the show. So the guys like you and me the next day can say, oh, Rand Paul really gave it to Fauci. He's on our side. No, he's fucking not. And the fact that we knew this shit, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical expert. How did I know this 2 weeks into it? March 2020, we were saying this guy's a fucking bad news. He's a scumbag. He's a criminal. He's a lowlife. He's a carpetbagger, Fauci. He's lying upside down and sideways. He has a history of ripping people off. He has a history of lying. It's a history of fraud, research fraud, etc. How did we know this? And Rand Paul and all their esteemed fucking investigators in Congress didn't know it. Of course they knew it. They're just not allowed to do anything about it. It's a protection racket. If you knew how bad it was, exactly what fucking Fauci's been doing through all these years, along with his associates like Gallo, Dr. Gallo, and all these guys at Redfield and Birx through the years, it would make FBI and Department of Justice fucking corruption look like a training film. It would be a riot in cell block number 9, Johnny Winterstall. Fauci should be in cell block number 9. Oh, Solo Mio by Pavarotti. This crazy Italian. Fauci, it's unbelievable. Headline, Mother's Day 2022. Fauci predicts country will be as close to back to normal as we can by next year. Now, the same guy who lied to you and told you you had to lock things down and do your part for 15 days is saying that things are going to be okay by 2022. What does that make him? A fucking career, habitual, serial criminal and liar. He said 15 days in 2020. All of a sudden, what, that's 2 or 3 years? And you're supposed to listen to this guy? Put me on the fucking hill across the table from this guy. I'll pick him apart. I'll pick him apart like Oprah picks a sheet cake apart. It's amazing that these folks in Congress know what's going on. They're not allowed to attack this guy. They're not allowed. He's St. Fauci, okay? The whole scheme will come unraveled. That's how you know it's a protection racket. That's how you know exactly everything I've said. It's fucking spot on. They all play different roles. It's a production. It's a production. That's all it is. It's a sham. And meanwhile, our life, they see this as a theater, a game. And our lives are going down the fucking tubes. Dr. Fauci predicted Sunday that America will be as close to back to normal as we can by next Mother's Day if certain conditions are met. Oh, let me guess. Everybody has to get a fucking vaccine, right? Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and the White House's chief medical advisor. The White House's chief medical advisor. This is the best we can do. What a fucking national disgrace. Made the prediction. Like Fauci. If Fauci was a professional gambler with all of his predictions, he would be bankrupt. They would roll out a red carpet. They would send a fucking jet to his door to fly him into another casino to take his money. This guy has got nothing right. For somebody who's been such a groundbreaking doctor, on the edge, a pioneer for the last 50 years, he sure doesn't know fucking much at all. This idiot made the prediction on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, Snuffleupagus, I always get it mixed up, who asked him to give everyone a sense of what the country is going to look like next Mother's Day. I hope that next Mother's Day, we're going to see a dramatic difference than what we're seeing now. I believe that we will be about as close to back to normal as we can. That's a fucking lie. You think these guys are going to give this up? Well, they might not have a choice. If enough people keep telling them to stick that fucking vaccine where the sun doesn't shine.
And there's some conditions to that, but what I'm saying, George, we've got to make sure that we get the overwhelming proportion of the population vaccinated. There it is.
There it is.
Hey, you spewing bullshit. This is a bust.
That's the whole thing. That's why he was on Snuffleupagus's program, to pimp the vaccine and say that your life can go back to normal a year from now. A year from now? You think people give a fuck about a year from now? People are living hour to fucking hour, day to day, a year from now. There's no planning in this fucking environment. These people are out to lunch.
When the majority of Americans are vaccinated, COVID-19 doesn't really have any place to go.
Yeah, it does. You can stick it right up your ass, your whole fantasy fucking Dungeons and Dragons disease hour.
There aren't a lot of vulnerable people around.
Yeah, there are. You've been manipulating them for a year.
And where these are not a lot of vulnerable people, you're not going to see a surge.
We're not seeing a surge now, and 30% of the U.S. is fully vaccinated, so that doesn't make any sense. So wouldn't 70% be so-called vulnerable, according to you? And how? So why are numbers going down? Just one lie after another. He's not even good at it. I work with guys in the government. They're fucking unbelievable liars. Not only can they lie to your face and convince you, they actually are so convincing they believe it themselves. But not only that, they have incredible fucking bear trap memories. Where when they make a statement, they run it through the computer of their brain and they're able to flag any contradictions that might come out based on previous statements to keep their story straight, to keep their lies straight. They're fucking machines. This guy, he's got nothing. Every statement is new to him. He's like a fucking newborn idiot. It's all about pimping the vaccine. That's all it's about. The PCR tests were rigged. The numbers were rigged. The deaths were pumped up by malfeasance, medical malpractice. Politicians literally fucking killing people. There's nothing real about this. The whole thing is a scam. The whole thing's a scam. I could go down. We made a checklist. Maybe I'll do that this week. And now, because things aren't working out here, well, they pull the old Gates Foundation, Melinda and Bill Gates Foundation. Let's go fuck around in India. Let's pass out vaccines for polio. Oh my God, a lot of kids are getting polio from the polio vaccine. We're getting the hell out of India. And India tells them, get the fuck out of here. Don't come back. So they're pulling the old India card. Well, we'll get something going over in India, and then we'll use that. It's a scare tactic to get more Americans vaccinated. No, it's not working. The guy who gave money, Fauci, your money, to the Wuhan Institute of Virology through the years, directly and indirectly, now he's fucking preaching to you about what's going on. He didn't have any answers for the last 14 months, but suddenly he has answers about what's going to happen. I don't even know why we even... I guess we keep coming back to this guy and talking about him because it's literally the theater of the absurd, a theater of the liars, the theater of evil. And the fact that our government has propped this guy up as some kind of a fucking expert and they rub it in your face every day is very telling, very telling. We're not going to take it. Oh, we're not? What are you going to do about it? I need a drink. Listening to you, I get the music. Gazing at you, I get the heat. Following you, I climb the mountain.
the millions on you. I see the glory from you. I get opinions from you. I get the story. Listening to you, I get the music. Gazing at you, I get the heat. Following you, I climb.
It's incredible. The next story, headline. CDC risk of coronavirus transmission outdoors was greatly exaggerated. A bombshell report finds. We've said this. Now they're doing bombshell reports 14 months later. This is what I'm talking about. 14 months later, this intelligence does nothing for us. Nothing. You needed this 14 months ago. And we were giving it to people, telling them, fucking prepare. This is all a lie. They're gonna take this to the fucking wall. They're going to lie to you. They're going to make shit up. They're going to fabricate an entire fucking pandemic. Exactly what's happened. They're going to use every trick in the book they have. They're even going to use some new ones. They're going to use a test that wasn't even designed for this. They're going to pretend that a SARS-CoV-2 creates COVID-19. I haven't seen any proof. And they're going to do all this without showing you a fucking lick of proof that's true. Verifiable proof. Just statements from idiots and career liars like Burks, Redfield. We talked about their fucking vaccine schemes and vaccine fraud. Documented. We documented. And Fauci. And their partners in the media who spew Snuffleupagus and all of his fucking... What I'd like to see is Snuffleupagus with Fauci on his shoulders being interviewed by a regular-sized journalist. Those two midgets. Where did they conduct that interview? At a clown car? They're professional liars. It's upsetting. It's upsetting to watch your country go. Watch many people watch their lives go down the tubes while these fucking assholes are front and center on the camera every day lying to you. It's like, it's Orwellian. It's Orwellian. A stunning report claims that the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's estimate that the risk of coronavirus transmission while outdoors is around 10% is greatly exaggerated. I don't believe a word these fucking people say to you. You actually think you can go outside and get coronavirus? Don't forget the CDC are the same idiots who told you you had to wipe everything down with fucking Clorox because coronavirus was transmittable on surfaces. It, even as long as 17 days after contact. 17 days after contact. What is this, the plague? What quarter are we? What quarter are we in? In Rome? Has the plague sprung up again? In the Greek quarter? I mean, it's insane. Who cares what they say? They lie all the time. It's not, there's no bombshell reporter. Again, this would have been a bombshell report 14 months ago. The damage is done. It's fucking, it's done. Look what they did. That's the bombshell. We tried to reach people. We tried to tell as many people as we, they don't listen. They got it all figured out. You're a conspiracy theory, am I? 14 months ahead of the game. I'll tell you one thing. The people who listen on this fucking thing, you guys, you're ahead of the curve. You're ahead of the curve. Because I know you're listening to other places and other things and other people who are giving you a pretty good steer a month, weeks ahead of this nonsense, and you're able to chart your own course around these maniacs. Think of all the saps. Think about the guys on Reddit who are comparing their vaccine maladies. And somebody sent that to me and said, this is fucked up. And I said, hey, man, we're all adults. You made your own bed. So part of me feels bad for folks like that. Compassion. I have compassion for other human beings. But another part of me says, fucking caveat emptor, man. What did you think? You're going to listen to these? She's not there. Yeah. She and he. Neither are there. And now the New York Times comes out with a bombshell report. What, you couldn't have figured this out with all your fucking resources? Millions upon millions upon millions of dollars of resources. You couldn't figure this out last year? Now they knew it. They sat on it. They sat on it. And when they were allowed to release it, that's what they did. That's what these people do. When they're allowed to release things, they release them. We got other stories on here, okay? Newsom, governor of California, is going to give cash giveaways ahead of the election. He's facing a devastating recall election. California Governor Gavin Newsom appears to be taking a page from the French President Emmanuel Macron's book, announcing a new plan on Monday to shower residents in stimulus money thanks to a massive tax collection windfall, which will help finance a $100 billion state-level economic recovery package. It's going to pay people. What are you going to get, $600? A lousy $600. They bankrupt your state, they bankrupt your country, and they give you $600. That's fucking criminal. That's criminal. $600, that's the magic. You should at least get a t-shirt. They bankrupted my family, they bankrupted my country, and all I got was this lousy $600 and this t-shirt. That's going on. A similar story. Alcohol deaths in the UK and Wales rise to a 20-year high during the pandemic. Oh, I wonder why. But Fauci and his fucking ilk, they're helping people. That's just alcohol. We haven't even gotten into the numbers on opioids, suicides, and overdoses. 15 days to flatten the curve. No, it was 15 days to flatten your life. If you still haven't lost it to the bottle or narcotics or opioids, etc., or stepped off a ledge, many have, rich and poor. Maybe you can't have that 20% spike in deaths in the UK and Wales. I would think that some of those folks were, there's a lot of people in the hospital over here. Yeah. I would think that a lot of people in the hospital, they painted as, they all have COVID. Oh, really? What about alcohol-related admissions? Or liver failure. And alcoholic hepatitis. What about that? You think some of those folks might be in those ICUs? People who have these maladies, they just don't die at home. They go to the hospital and say, I'm fucked up. I need help. They die in the hospital.
Hospitals are packed. COVID's rampant.
No. The problems you fucking created. By locking people down and scaring the hell out of them and not seeking treatment for other maladies, heart, I mean, it's cancer, etc. Those are the people that are flooding hospitals and ICUs. You created the problem. It has nothing to do with suffering from COVID. Most people now, there's enough, the word on the street is out on therapeutics they can get. things to make themselves better. Even when their doctors sell them down the tubes and won't do it, they say, fuck it. I'll get it from somewhere else. There are some good doctors out there that are sticking their necks out to try to help people. Isn't that what you were supposed to do when you took your oath? I guess not. Your government sold you out. Your doctor sold you out. I said this before, folks. The have-nots are on our own out here. And there's a lot of other stories we packed into tonight. Pain after insanity is going to be a name. Pain in the morning. A lot of other things we packed in, and you can read those on True Pundit. I want to get to this last story. We are tackling a lot of stuff. Speaking about hell in a bucket. It would be good to end on a high note, but not too many of those these days. Headline, his womanizing was well known. Floodgates open as a biography details Microsoft founders Bill Gates' salacious past with the ladies. Okay. Hey, now it's all starting to come full circle.
I was associating with Jeffrey Epstein because he was a fellow scientist interested in making experiments. That's why I was associating with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, sure it was, pal. Put your pants back on. Before Bill Gates was known as an elitist nerd masquerading as a leading vaccine expert, the Microsoft co-founder was a hard-partying womanizer who recruited local strippers to attend naked pool parties and had major issues with infidelity even after marrying Melinda, according to a biography. It's amazing, though. The guy couldn't get laid before he became a billionaire. The Microsoft co-founder's wild lifestyle was well known among his inner circle. But newspapers like the New York Times hid the unflattering reports to continue getting spoon-fed stories and cash, by the way. James Wallace wrote in the biography of Gates, Overdrive, Bill Gates and the Race to Control Cyberspace. They didn't report on the wild bachelor parties at Microsoft's boyish chairman would throw in his Seattle home, for which Gates would visit one of Seattle's all-nude nightclubs and hire dancers to come to his home and swim naked with his friends in his indoor pool. If you have to hire chicks to swim naked in your pool, you don't have much of a rap. You're not a player, you're a payer. It was a continuation from his time at Harvard, where he did like to frequent Boston's notorious combat zone with its porn shows, strip joints, and prostitutes.
Again, this is misinformation. I was associating with Jeffrey Epstein, you know, scientist, fellow scientist.
What's more, Bill continued acting like a bachelor even after he started dating future wife Melinda in 1988. He continued to play the field for a while, especially when he was out of town on business, when he would frequently hit on female journalists who covered Microsoft and the company industry, writes Wallace. His womanizing was well known, although not well reported. Oh, because he's got everybody in the fucking bag. He literally dishes out grant money, fund money, contracts with all major news organizations. The media is corrupt, bought and paid for. They should have fucking buried this guy decades ago for the scumbag that he is, just like they should have done the same to Fauci. Okay, and they didn't do it to Fauci in the last 49 years. They should have done it in the last year. No, he's the fucking darling. He's a criminal, just like Gates. Forget about womanizing and naked pool parties. How many people has he maimed in the Congo, in West Africa, in India, in worldwide. How many people has his fucking wife maimed in Africa with her? Hey, we're going to help pregnant African women. And many of them started to have miscarriages. If they didn't die outright, die. But let's talk about them getting a divorce. Who fucking cares? These guys are criminals. Let's talk about Cuomo's womanizing. He killed 20,000 to 30,000 fucking old people. Let's talk about his womanizing. See how this works? Spin doctors. Spin doctors. We don't want to focus on all the people the Gates has poisoned. The Gateses have poisoned. We'll talk about, we'll go to sex and we'll go to divorce. That sells. Just like the royal family, right? Here's the fucking royal family playbook. You don't want to talk about the crazy pervert prince who hung out with Gates and Epstein. We'll talk about the other Prince Harry and his American Yankee-style wife. We'll talk about them. Make that a sideshow. Not the crazed pervert who was hanging out with Epstein and allegedly raping women. We won't talk about Gates, who was hanging out with Epstein. We'll talk about his wife. We'll talk about he hired some prostitutes or some strippers. Woo! This fucking biography was from 1997. Okay? So why is it coming out now? Sideshow. 1997. 97. You do realize what year it is, right? Just like a story came out yesterday we talked about. And it's newsworthy in the sense that it's interesting to cover, but Melinda was mad because Bill was hanging out with Epstein in 2013. It took her 8 years to file for divorce. She was so mad about it. Get the fuck out of here. It's all bullshit. Melinda was aware of Gates' womanizing, even after they were in a relationship. Boy, that money will shut your ass up, though, won't it? You can't even make it up. And, of course, a story breaking about Gates' supposed weekend paramour, Anne Winblad. I'm getting wind burn from the bullshit flying around. It's all about sex now, right? Not the fact that Gates is fucking up things left and right in this country, has far too much power and influence. That's what's fucking interesting. This guy, not that he paid for some strippers to swim naked in his pool. Ooh. The people like writing the stories. Oh man, that sounds crazy. It's even crazier when you don't have to pay the women to do that. Gates. You should have just told him, I'm Bill Gates. Would you like to come to my house and swim? Have to pay him. But of course, they want to make this all about, you know, he's not a choir boy like you think he is. Of course he's not. He's a fucking dangerous, evil son of a bitch. And that's putting it nicely. All the people he's screwed over, running Microsoft, etc. A lot of Microsoft kids back then, they were young guys in pizza-stained t-shirts for 2 or 3 days working on software code. Then they would have some pretty wild parties where they would go out and get strippers in Seattle and bring them over to Bill's home. Yeah, that sounds a lot more wilder than hanging out with Epstein, who was trafficking women, raping women, soliciting prostitutes. But those naked pool parties they had when they were kids in pizza-stained t-shirts, that sounds much more interesting. Is that why these things are trending now? To make fucking Bill Gates cool? Oh, man. It's like a movie. It's like Hangover 4. Hangover 4, Bill Gates. All a new narrative. To distract from his years-long friendship with a pedophile who raped and trafficked girls. That's why the story's breaking. Are we rocking and rolling tonight? So fuck it. You understand what's going on here? It's one sleight of hand, one misdirection, one parlor trick after another. When you're able to read through these things, understand what's going on. You can no longer be manipulated. That's the whole point of this exercise. You see a story right away, you know, I'm going to go research that. Right away, I said to our young bucks, it's like Batman, like Bruce Wayne. Get me some information on using energy as a tool of foreign policy or leverage or blackmail, using gasoline, using pipelines to fuck with people. Boom. Oh, we got this on Russia. It's from the European Union. They wrote a big paper on it, how Russia does it all the time and how communist countries do it all the time, Venezuela, etc. Authoritarian, dystopian tyrants. Just like the ones running this country now. Think differently. Try to think differently. If you have a hunch, research it. Usually you find yourself, you're right. Like Gates. Now they're trying to make Gates a player. They'll pull a biography from 1997. Who fucking cares? This guy is screwing around with farmland now. Screwing around with fake meat. You know, he's got money in nuclear facilities, nuclear reactors in the United States. Electricity, power, vaccines, nonstop. The guy's a fucking menace. He should be locked up. Should have been locked up a long time ago. But he's a cutout for the government. Otherwise, there's no other excuse why he wouldn't have been locked up. Part and parcel. Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Michael Dell. These guys, just a few examples. These guys, Zuckerberg. You think Zuckerberg is that bright? He's not. If you hear him talk, it's like he's like a fucking dummy. It's like a cyborg. These guys succeed because they're backed and they are front men for the federal government. Dorsey at Twitter. Really? He's a fool. Have you heard him talk? They do what the government tells them to do. They sell your information out the back door to the intelligence agencies, to the FBI. And for that, they are greatly rewarded. With the exception of Musk, he's just a front man for so many different things, and they'll continue to use him. And it's you can't succeed, you can't achieve that level of success in this country unless the government comes to you and cuts a deal with you, and you represent them in some form or fashion. Look what they did to Google. Remember Google's model? Do no evil? That didn't last long. Hey, thanks, man. We'll be back tomorrow. Not sure things will be much better. Thanks for your support. And I hope you're digging the Fool podcast. What time is it? We're not doing so bad. It's only 1:30. Take care. God bless you, man. Yeah, I've been there. I fought the law and the law won. I'll tell you what, though. They may have won the battle, but I'm winning the war. Because now I'm behind the mic. And I can't be silenced. And we got a lot of smart people that are gathering and contributing to each other on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And so, you know, jump in, folks, because we could use the help. And this isn't some, like, GoFundMe donation where you don't get anything back. The return on investment here, I'm told, is more than worthwhile from these smart folks we have. Interacting with other smart folks, and when you get smart people together, unlike Twitter, which is a collection of cement heads, and worse, you get what... My dad used to tell me something. You get what you pay for. And it's been repeated many times over. Return on investment on the truth. Make an investment in the truth. Make an investment in the truth. You get access to Pain After Dark, the videos, Pain in the Morning, the videos, and the incredible chatter and the banter and the intel swapping. I've said it before. It's more of a growing an intel operation than it is having anything to do with a podcast. These people are bright. We need good places to get intel. We need people who talk the truth. We need main street folks, like your neighbors, etc. Your fellow man out here, we're all in this together. We need bright people to help solve these problems. And solving them for the world is for the birds at this point, I'll tell you. You're on your own out here, and we're on our own. We have to look out for our folks. Look out for ourselves and our folks. I tried to save the world. Let's focus on saving ourselves first and being 2-3 steps ahead of these tyrants. Let's focus on that. And that's what we've been doing. And the community on there and their contributions with links and intel and suggestions, recommendations, and findings, just plain old-fashioned intel, human intel, and OSINT, open source intel, has been fantastic, and I put it up against anybody, and we appreciate it. On patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. So, folks, jump the hell in. What have you got to lose? It's a game changer for many people. And, of course, the platforms that we have on there, the souped up muscle car that we call a hot wire, etc. And, we appreciate it, folks. We wouldn't be able to do without you patrons. You're literally what is keeping this engine running. So thank you, as I said before, and I will continue to say thank you, folks. And if you're on the fence, what are you waiting for? Time's a-wasting. Jump in. My God, you can always jump out of. If it's the worst thing in the world, you can jump out. This isn't the government. This isn't the Hotel California where you can check in but never leave. You don't like it? You can skedaddle. Folks, the rest of this podcast, about another hour plus, is on our platforms, patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, as we are moving some of the more sensitive content to the back of the show, because it's just nonstop censorship, and there's a lot of other issues as we continue to climb an uphill battle and climb an uphill mountain, of course. Like all mountains are. of independent journalism with one challenge after another, trying to be the voice out here of truth, trying to do something different. And the amount of slack we have to take for it and hassle is just unbelievable. So the second part of the podcast is now on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, where you can get it in its entirety for our premiere content, so to speak, on those platforms. And as we roll out a new platform soon of our own, we'll eventually be moving away from those platforms as well. So it's all about building and growing, and we appreciate your support and your continued support, and maybe we'll see you over there. I hope to see you over there. Again, take care.